And we know what young quarterbacks could do down here. We know what first-year quarterbacks can do. Certainly, Cam Ward has probably been one of the best easily in the country. And University of Miami is 6-0 heading into Louisville. Now joining us from Six Ring Cane is Jazz Santana. Jazz, thanks so much for taking the time. Big off week for Miami to kind of, you know, evaluate what happened over the last couple of weeks with close games. But I know they're ready going into Louisville.
Yeah, and always a pleasure, Blue. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, they're ready. I mean, you know, if the last couple of games didn't tell you a little bit about the resolve of this team, I think that you know, they're going to come out, and I think this is going to be a big statement game for them. It's you know, it's a noon game away, and I think they want to prove a point that those games weren't, you know, the negative. I guess it put out a lot of negative feelings about the program from the outside, but I think they kind of want to prove a point, and I think they've got enough to do it, and I'm looking forward to this game. It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, no doubt. As you said, a lot of the kids on the team kind of grew up. They've had an opportunity to play a lot of young players. And you and I talk about this, you know, on the podcast all the time, is the difference between what Miami has done and a lot of other schools is, yeah, they got some really good kids out of the portal, but they've recruited really well. And it's showing up now where they could use an O.J. Frederick from day one as a true freshman on the outside at corner, and also bring in guys like Elijah Lofton and players like that during crunch time. Talk about that.
Yeah, great point, right? Like, who are the guys, I mean, aside from Cam Ward, of course, but who are the guys that are making the biggest plays on the field? You look at guys like, you know, obviously Xavier Restrepo, Isaiah Horton, right, those guys at running back, you're seeing flashes of really, really good play by Mark Fletcher and some of the other guys that they recruited, right? It's not a knock on Damian Martinez or any of those other guys, but you're seeing those guys, the guys that we recruited and developed, you know, step up and make big plays on the offensive line, same thing, right? You've got all those guys, except for Zach Carpenter, and Zach Carpenter has been a great addition, but all those guys were recruited and developed here. Elijah Arroyo, finally, right? Finally, we're starting to see the Elijah Arroyo that we thought we were going to see a couple of years ago. And as you mentioned, some of the younger guys, OJ on defense, you know, even in the, excuse me, as a safety, Jaden Harris and Markeith Williams and those guys as well. You're starting to see some of those guys really start to step up. And on the defensive line, obviously, you can't say enough about some of the transfers, but even some of the guys that have been here, you know, of course, Ruben Bain being back is huge and some others. So, yeah, it's huge to see those guys come in and really do what they're doing because it kind of sets you up for the future as well. You've got another good recruiting class that's on its way, I'm sure, here in the next couple of months. So really excited about what the young guys that have been recruited to come to this program are doing right now. Really excited about that.
Yeah, no doubt. Jazz Santana joining us tonight at 8:30, Six Ring Canes on your local tell us how everybody can follow it. There you guys are on different platforms as well.
Yeah, we're anywhere that you can get your podcast. So of course Apple Podcasts, Spotify, but we're also on YouTube Live. So you can go check us out there at the Five Reasons Canes podcast. Five Reasons Canes Network on YouTube. Make sure you just check us out, the Six Ring Canes. And, yeah, we've got a lot to go over, right? We've got now FSU game time as well. We're ready to go with FSU now. We know the time. And so there's going to be a lot to kind of go over tonight. But really excited about this game against Louisville. Kind of a payback. Got a couple guys that have transferred over there and from Miami. And so we're looking to kind of come out and beat the Cards soundly. So I'm really excited about this game.
Yeah, I mean, and you talked about the last couple of games. Obviously, getting down by 25 is something that you don't want to do too often. But the way that the defense kind of came around in the fourth quarter, and, you know, I mean, we got to credit Mendoza, had a really good game. I mean, he did. I mean, he, you know, had a couple of long passes, their running game, Ott. And, you know, you look at California, and this is something I pointed out to somebody yesterday, that they're 0-3, but they've lost by a total of 5 points. points, 5 points to Pittsburgh, yeah. FSU, and Miami. They could be easily 3-0 in the conference. And that's what I think the conference has. You look at Syracuse. You look at teams, you know, like Pitt, who's having a really, really good year. Obviously, Clemson is having a good year. We know that Virginia Tech is more than capable of playing. They're a really good team. Their quarterback play is tremendous. This is really, you know, when everybody was trying to knock the ACC at the beginning of the year, I think they've kind of stepped up and brought a lot to the table. Talk about that, because, you know, everybody, well, Miami and FSU and Clemson are going to run the show. But that hasn't been the way. There's been a lot of teams that have jumped in there as well.
Well, there's no doubt about it that nobody gives the ACC enough credit. They deserve a lot more. This is a really tough conference. And if you look at it, right, and I actually looked at this earlier today, 12 out of the 17 teams are at 500 or better, and most of them are at 4-2, 5-1. You talk about Cal, exactly. Cal could easily be 5-1, 4-2, right? And so, and they're at 300. At 500. They're at 3-3. So,
right.
Yeah, you've got a lot of really, really good teams. Every single game, Blue, is going to be a tough game in the ACC. And you know, look, if you go player by player, talent by talent, Miami is obviously the more talented team. You know, they're probably the most talented team in the ACC, right? Clemson is just playing really good football right now. They've got a good team. You know, and some of the other teams there, Pitt is looking really good. And you mentioned Syracuse with Kyle McCord and all that. So you really can't take the ACC lightly at all. This is a really tough conference. It's going to be a grind every single game. I expect FSU to come out next week and be aggressive and try to, you know, this is their bowl game, right? I doubt they're going to make a bowl this year. So this is their game. It's a rivalry. It's not going to be easy any which way you cut it. So, it is a really tough conference, a really good conference. And, you know, that record that Miami has, which is very upsetting to me that, you know, we're downplaying a lot of experts, quote unquote experts, are downplaying Miami's 6-0 record and number 6 in the country and saying they should be less this and that and the other. But if you look at their record, look at the teams that have played. Florida's turned out to be a half-decent football program, right? They gave Tennessee a run for their money. And Virginia Tech, we obviously know, is tough. Cal is obviously tough. And so you've got a lot of teams that Miami has played, and they were, what, number 2, number 3 before this week in the country in strength of schedule. So, you know, it's starting to look like a better schedule right off the bat, and this is a really good football program. Miami's got what it takes to be a playoff and a national championship contender. I truly believe that. They do have to pick some things, of course, you know, better starts on defense and whatnot, but what you're noticing is that a lot of teams are scheming, and they're copying what USF did early on. And if Miami can kind of counter that and do a little bit better in the first half, then I think that all bets are off. We haven't seen Miami play a full game yet, and that's what's scary about this team.
Good stuff. Jazz, I can't thank you enough. We'll see you in about an hour or so or less, and appreciate you checking in with us. We have a lot to talk about tonight.
You got it, my man. Thank you, Blue. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Jazz Santana. Six Ring Kane show coming up at 8:30 this evening. Podcast, check it out. It'll be a pretty interesting show. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels. Elite athletes, active adults, even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we close it out. Charles Fishbein from Elite Scouting Services next.